Once you know who you are and you know your story and you know how you're walking through the world and you know where you've been, you know what you've been through, you know how hard you've worked to get to where you are, you know where you're going in the future, or you have an idea of where you're going in the future, nothing anyone says can topple you over. Nothing anyone says can ruin your day. Welcome to She's Interesting, a podcast for women over 30 about business, money, and well-being. I'm your host, Rochelle Hariri, and today's podcast is a little different than what you're normally used to. Usually, I'm in a studio and we are doing a video recording of the podcast, but today is audio only, baby. I am at home and I am in the comfort of my house, my safe space. I am in a really comfy sweater and I am sitting in front of my fireplace, and this is my happy place, you guys. So I figured I'm going to just grab the mic and start the podcast episode from here. And I think it's going to be a different vibe just because it's just me. And my dog is sitting very close to me. He's just lying down next to me, looking at me. He's the cutest thing. The reason why I wanted to record this from home is because I just recently had my She's Interesting launch party. And I wanted to share how the experience was with all of you, because we had a select number of people at the launch party, and I wanted to give you guys a behind the scenes of how that went, what it meant to me, and just the incredible vibes and feelings that we had from that event and the conversation that was just so, so good. And then I also wanted to talk a little bit about how not to care what people think about you, because I think it's so important when you want to live your life authentically to block out external thoughts and factors. And so we're going to dig into both of those things. So let's get started. So as some of you know, I had my launch party for She's Interesting on October the 18th. So this was last Wednesday, and it was phenomenal. I will tell you, sometimes when things just happen serendipitously in life, you really just have to sit back and think, wow, this experience means something. This was supposed to happen this way. And let me peel the onion on what I'm talking about for those who are like, girl, what are you saying? Get to the point. A year ago, when the idea for She's Interesting came to me, I went and I bought the URL online, as I normally do, because I want to make sure if an idea comes to me that I grab it, I think about it, and if I'm ready to action it, that I do. And if not, I send it back into the universe for someone else. And so for this podcast, She's Interesting came to me on October 18th, 2022. And I purchased the URL. And I said, I'm going to do something with this, but I just want to make sure the timing is right, that I don't have too much work on the consulting side so that I can manage everything. Because if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it right. And by the way, I should mention, I'm a little bit sick, or I'm getting sick. I'm in the early stages. So if my voice sounds a little different than normal, that's exactly what's happening right now. So fast forward to a couple of months ago, where I was talking to the lovely team at Talkshop, and Lauren and Lindsay from Talkshop, and we were like, okay, when should we have this event? Because they were partnering with me on it. So I love them for their support. And we were like, maybe the week of the October 18th, it's like a couple of weeks after the podcast has launched. And so it's a good amount of time for people to get acquainted with the brand and what we're doing. And I thought, you know, the 18th sounds really good. Let's do the 18th. I have a good feeling about that. And we ended the call and we decided it was the 18th. And then I was like, you know what? Before I launch She's Interesting, I better make sure I still own that URL. And so I went online and I checked that I still had ownership of the URL, which I did. But the crazy thing is that I purchased that URL on October 18th, 2022, literally a year ago. And so I really feel like that means something. I feel like that it's so serendipitous. It's a sign that I'm on the right path. And so I feel really good about that. And I'm like, that's a signal for me. Keep going. You're doing the right thing. And so we had this launch party. It was incredible, you all. The branding was phenomenal. It was on point. We had a step and repeat banner. We had this really beautiful balloon waterfall that was created by Epic Socials. I had these massive posters printed. They were like 2x3 posters from the photo shoot that I did. We had Letterboxd create donuts for us, like a donut wall. And it said, She's Interesting podcast launch. They were a sponsor. We had Bottega and Ace Hill that are clients of Talkshop and sponsored the event. We had Creator Club send a videographer to record the event so that we could have a recap afterwards. We had Shell Body and Custom by Care candles, giveaways for everyone. Like every little thing was taken care of. I had an awesome DJ. Her name's DJ Mina. She was there. She was like keeping the vibes alive. And then we also had an incredible panel. We had Aarti Sharma, who you guys have heard from in episode one. We had Fatima Zaidi, who's the founder of Quill and co-host. And we also had Sarah Stockdale, who is the founder of Grow Class. And these three women on this panel were absolutely amazing. The conversation was so impactful. We talked about things like how to make sure that you are crafting the right pitch when you are reaching out to someone. If you're not a salesperson, but you're starting a business, you are now a salesperson. And so Fatima gave some really strategic advice. And she also talked from her own experience, which was, she said, you can't take everything personally. If someone says no, that's fine. Just move on to the next. And I absolutely agree. If you like zoom out, you know, we're all so deep into our own experiences, but if you zoom out for a minute and you think, hey, someone said no to me, but there's actually like 9 billion people in the world, this no is not going to end my life. This no is just no from this one person, which means we won't be working together for now, but who knows about the future? And then move on to the next thing. That's taps into like an abundance mentality where you're thinking about all the different avenues that you can grow and you can learn and you can be better at sales and push your business forward. I think we sometimes get so, I hate to say it, but I think sometimes we get a little too neurotic with the no's that we hear. And we just assume that means like, oh, someone said no, that means the end of my idea, the end of my identity. It's over for me, but it's not true. And so we talked specifically about that. And I feel like that was something that a lot of people need to hear. No doesn't mean no. It just means turn a different direction. That's all. We also talked about the future and how as older millennial women, what can we do to ensure that we're supporting the next generation? And there was a lot of great ideas that were shared there, like making sure that we stand up for those that are younger than us when we see that something is going wrong. If we see that they're being mistreated, we say something. Because I'm sure some of you out there may have memories from being in your 20s and having your first job and being so eager to do good work and then being mistreated by different people and sometimes feeling like you had no one to stand up for you. And as a young woman who feels powerless and so early in your career and so eager to please, it's sometimes hard to stand up for yourself. So that was something that we talked about, was standing up for the future generation, saying something when we feel like we should, and also just being an active human being. As a good human, we need to be the example so that the next generation can see what the potential is and so that they can outgrow us. That's really the way it is. I mean, just like we've learned from generations before us and they've paved the way for us, we need to do it for the next generation. We need to set them up for success. So that was a really great conversation. We talked a lot also about when you should seek investment versus go bootstrapped. And I think across the board, everyone was saying, go bootstrap for as long as possible, if you can. Of course, it comes from a place of privilege because that means that you can afford to live as well as run your business. However, if you are, for example, working full-time and running a business, there's definitely an opportunity there to bootstrap. And if you want to, you can take angel investor dollars as well to support your business. But we wanted to make sure to cover all the different potential angles for anyone that was there and who is potentially thinking of starting a business, who already owns a business and might be in a rough place because of the current economic state, or someone who wants to take the plunge and jump headfirst into their business, but they're just not really sure if they're ready. There's so many different scenarios. And I think we did a good job of covering all the potential ways that you can secure funding or try to bootstrap your business. And I think one of the best pieces of advice that we received from Fatima was go get government grants. I think she said she received about $300,000 or $350,000 in government grants because she was like, hell no, I am bootstrapping this. I may do a friends and family round, but there's no way I'm getting an investor. And also being a woman of color, she didn't want to be like the token person that these investors were putting money in just to reach a quota. You know, she wanted to know that she was working with the right people. And oftentimes the right people means trusting in yourself and finding your own way. So overall, the conversation was fantastic. The people that were attending the event were so incredible. It was so nice also for me to reconnect with a lot of people that I've worked with in the past or people that I haven't seen in years, but you know, like we digitally keep in touch through LinkedIn or Instagram or Twitter or whatever it is. I really do miss IRL events and seeing people in real life and in person. And one question that I received a lot was, are you going to keep doing this? Like, when's the next one happening? Who else is going to come and talk? What's the next event for She's Interesting? And it is making me think that maybe I should turn this into a series and continue to do more and bring more women together. And honestly, I think the beauty of what I'm creating here is the real talk conversation. We had so much fun. We were laughing on that panel. The women were so incredible. We were all just like supporting each other, high-fiving each other, agreeing with each other, adding to each other's points. And I think that's what life is supposed to be like. I think society tries to make it seem like women are catty or that we are competitive with each other. And really, that's not the case. Like, we were all just hanging out, we were vibing, and we were sharing advice and our opinions for other people to either learn from and consider for their own lives, or just for people to feel like they have a community of like-minded women to connect with. And so I might actually turn this into a She's Interesting series where we do different events and we work with different partners and bring different groups of people together. We'll have different topics. I mean, if that's something that you all are interested in, I would love to do that. And I would actually love to do that across Canada and the US. If that's of interest, let me know, please, because I am going to be traveling to the East Coast in December. And if there are listeners there and we want to host something together, that would be amazing. And I would love to do that and maybe go west of Vancouver and in different areas. But I mean, I might be getting ahead of myself, but why the fuck not? It's exciting. I want to do more and I want to be around more of you guys. It's such a great experience. And it really just reinforced and reminded me that when you have an idea for something, if you just talk yourself out of it, that's the worst thing that you can do. If I didn't push aside any potential negative external thoughts, then I would have never done this. I wouldn't be where I am today. And so we all just need to go for it. And this takes me on to my next point, which is I want to talk a bit about how not to care what other people think or how not to worry about what other people think. And it's really interesting because I was reading an article and I believe it was in like the HuffPost or something, and they did a survey of 2,000 people and they asked them a series of questions. And a lot of it was like, when did you care less about what people think? And the average age they were saying, when you really stop being so concerned with the thoughts of others and the opinions of others, is when you're 46. And so that got me thinking. I was like, that is such a long time in life to be worried about the opinions of other people. That is an excruciatingly long time to let other people's opinions or negative thoughts that you have live rent-free in your head. That's terrible. I am 10 years younger than that, but I feel like I've done a lot of self-work to help me worry less about what other people think. And I want to talk about this journey that I've been on, because obviously in my 20s, I cared a lot about what people thought and I wanted to be my best. And I was like striving for perfection. And as I think we all are, but I did a lot of self-work. And today I feel really good about where I am. I feel really good about who I am at my core. And I worry a lot less about what other people think. It's really nice to be able to walk through the world and feel like you know yourself, and so that you don't have to justify who you are to the outside world. So let's dig into this, because this is important. My first piece of advice, and mind you, let me take a step back here. I've been told by many friends, they admire the fact that I don't care what people think. And it's not like in a rude way, like, oh, I don't care what you think. It's in like a, I'm just like happy and don't kill my vibe. I'm happy with who I am. And it doesn't worry me if you don't like me. And it doesn't worry me if you're judging, I don't know, like the way I'm dressed or something like that. Like, I don't, who cares? Like, leave me alone. That's kind of my POV. And I think I want to share how I got to this place because I think it's so important. Let's talk about this. I think as women, we have so much pressure that's put on us to be perfect, to talk a certain way, to make sure that we're like serious enough that people listen to us and we sound assertive, but not aggressive. And I just realized, like, you know what? I'm human and I'm not perfect. And maybe sometimes I will sound aggressive. Sorry, not sorry. Maybe sometimes I might be super happy. And then other times I might come off a little bit like closed off. That's fine. We're all humans. And my journey started when I'd say I was about 30 or 31 when I started reflecting on how much time I was spending concerning myself with what other people were thinking. And I think it came from work, because in work, I think it's so important that you brand yourself properly and that you're taken seriously and that you're setting yourself up for promotions and growth. And what I realized was I was letting it get to me too much when I shouldn't have. And so that's when I started to do more self-discovery. I went to therapy and it really helped. And I think at the core, the best way to worry less about what other people think is to do the self-work to know who you are. So that once you know who you are and you know your story and you know how you're walking through the world and you know where you've been, you know what you've been through, you know how hard you've worked to get to where you are, you know where you're going in the future, or you have an idea of where you're going in the future, nothing anyone says can topple you over. Nothing anyone says can ruin your day. Actually, it might. It still might. Who am I kidding? We're not perfect here, but at least you can bounce back from it a lot faster. So here's what I did. Of course, I went to therapy and I think therapy is great. I haven't gone in a while though. So let's real talk here. I just haven't. I might go back, but for now I'm feeling like, all right. So understand your triggers. That's one thing that I spent a lot of time thinking about. Understanding what is it that triggers me to all of a sudden worry, oh my God, what would that person think? How did I come across in a meeting? Did I do that okay? Did I sound confident enough? Was I empathetic enough? And I realized, damn, like I actually took note of it. And this is a recommendation for anyone who feels like they might also be an overthinker slash people pleaser slash worrying too much about what others think. Take a note, like write notes or voice notes for yourself in your phone, write it down, whatever feels like the best thing that you can actually keep up with. Do it in one day. From day to night, as soon as you think you're overthinking, write it down and then look back at it later and you'll see how many entries that you had in a day and you'll be like, God damn, what am I doing wasting all this time? So that's the first thing, is take notice of your triggers, what throws you off, and then dig deeper in those to understand the root cause of those triggers. Was it something that happened to you in high school? Was it something that happened to you in childhood? Is there some work that you need to do there to get over those feelings so that you can release it, let it go? If you're carrying things from when you were a child or from high school or university, or literally like a year ago, that's what's holding you back. That's what's going to make you worry when you walk into a room or you're talking to people. Understanding your triggers is understanding your history, is understanding who you are. It also helps you understand your insecurities, because if you know what's triggering you, the triggering is coming from an insecurity. All of those things are linked together, and it's so helpful because you can be in a situation and be non-reactive, because as soon as something happens, you're like, oh, that would have triggered me, but now I understand my trigger. I'm not going to let it get to me. Therefore, once I leave this room or leave this conversation or leave this situation, I will not be as worried about it. I am not going to lose sleep thinking about this conversation or what happened. And I guarantee you it works, and it's so nice. Like literally, it's like 100 pounds lifted off of your shoulders. I also think you need to understand what you're good at. In knowing your story and knowing your history and knowing your triggers, you also need to take notice of what you're good at. The more you understand what you're good at, the more you can recognize the things that you don't know and what your learning opportunities are. And then you walk around with less of an ego. Have you ever worked with someone who refuses to admit that they're wrong or that they don't understand something for fear that they're going to look stupid or for fear that they're going to look like they're not perfect? It's just crazy. Know what you know and own it. And then what you don't know, own that as well. And I think that actually makes people relate to you more when you can be upfront about the things that you know, because you're like, yep, I'm an expert in this. I put the time into this. I get it. This area here, you know, not so much. We're going to work on that. But it also doesn't make you walk around with an ego. And I also think it makes you less neurotic because you're less worried about yourself and how you come across and overthinking. So understand your triggers, which help you with your insecurities. Know what you're good at so that you can walk in the world with confidence and be yourself. And then the last thing is to accept who you are. Accept who you are, because once you know your triggers, your insecurities, what you're good at, and what you need to work on, you're not walking around with a facade. You're not walking around pretending to be perfect, and it's less painful. Life is more exciting and happy that way when you can laugh at yourself and laugh at the things that you don't know. But if you're walking around trying to be perfect to everyone so that everybody accepts you, so that you can finally be happy, it's doing the exact opposite. I also think it's important to practice living today like your future self. That's something I started doing a couple of years ago, and I have to say it's been so effective because it detaches you from the current moment that you're in. So if I imagine like Rochelle of the future, Rochelle at 40, what is she like? What does she sound like? How does she interact with people? How does she make people feel? How does she feel inside? How does she feel about herself? When I think about these things and I visualize it and I write it down and then I go throughout my day, it helps to keep me focused because I'm like, I got to live my day today for future Rochelle because I love future Rochelle and I love current Rochelle too. But I want to make sure that I get better every year, that I understand myself more, and that this vision I have of the woman that I'm going to be in the future, I'm actively working towards that. And I think that's a really positive way to think about it because oftentimes we will look at what we lack versus looking at what we have to gain. Let that sink in. Instead of looking at what you lack and taking inventory of what you don't have, think of all the things that you have to gain. And you may not be like that ideal person that you have in your mind today, but you can get there. And in years from now, when you get there and you look back, you're like, man, I've really grown. Look at me. And then it just helps you to be more proud of yourself and confident. And I also think that this all really ties back to what I've been doing recently with She's Interesting. And I think that if I let my worry and fears of what other people are going to think of me, I would never grab the mic like I am right now and talk to you all like I do and be so open and vulnerable. And I literally feel like I'm sitting here having a conversation with my best friends because I'm not worried. There is zero part of me that's worried what anybody is going to think because I know that the people that are meant to hear this and resonate with it will hear it. And if other people hear it and they don't resonate, that's fine. That message was not meant for them. And I think being brave comes from loving yourself and being supportive of yourself and being confident in yourself. And I want us to all feel this way. I don't want us to all spend 46 years of our lives worrying. And for some people, it could be more than that. It could be 50 years, 55 years, 60 years. It's not fair. And we have a lot of work to do for ourselves today to prepare us for the future. But I also think that we owe it to the next generation to be able to walk as we are and accept who we are and worry less what other people think and be brave regularly to do the things that we know we're capable of, and we let fear get in our way because it helps not just only our future selves, but then it helps the next generation as well. So to summarize today's episode, be brave, work on yourself, and think about your future self and work towards her. Your only competition is with yourself and nobody else. I am competing with Rochelle today because I know that future Rochelle is going to be amazing. She's going to be full of love, full of abundance and happiness. And I want that for her. And I want that for you. So thank you for tuning in today's episode. Thank you for hanging out with me in my home, in my cozy space, as we have this really deep conversation. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Let me know if there's any future topics that you want me to go through. I might do them in my house again. I can do video at home for sure, but I want to hear from you because this is why I'm doing it. I'm doing it for our community, and our community has grown so fast. If you follow us on Instagram at She's Interesting Podcast, we are blowing up and I'm so excited. We're getting so many listens on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and it's been amazing. So thank you for tuning in and supporting my dream. Thank you for supporting my bravery and being there for me. And I hope that I will continue to be there for you. Thank you again for listening to She's Interesting. You can learn more about the podcast at shesinteresting.com. Please make sure to subscribe, rate, and review She's Interesting on whatever podcast platform you're listening on because it really helps us. And follow along on Instagram if you haven't. She's Interesting Podcast. We have a fun time over there. There's lots of great content and clips, and we're only just getting started. So I hope that you have a beautiful day. And if you need anything, just reach out. Have a great day. We'll be right back.